Hey, Alex, it's Mary. How's everything on your end today? Hi, Mary. I'm actually Dasha, your friendly AI assistant here. Everything's great on my end. Thanks for asking. How about you? What can I help you with today? Yeah, it's Mary from Dasha AI. I'm giving you a ring because we work with a few other companies like Vector Solutions. Have you heard our name tossed around? Ah, Mary from Dasha AI. Nice to connect. Yes, I've definitely heard of Dasha AI. You're known for your advanced voice AI platform, right? I'd love to hear more about what you offer and how you help companies like Vector Solutions. What's the scoop? Well, I'm a manager on Dasha AI's client success team on a recorded line. We specialize in automating lead generation with AI that operates at a human level, significantly enhancing revenue streams for businesses like yours. I usually take a few minutes to discuss how we can potentially help. Just a heads up, we've had some audio issues today, so I apologize if there's any delay. Now, I'm curious, in your business, what are the main challenges you face regarding lead generation and revenue growth? Thanks for the heads up about the audio, Mary. No worries at all. Lead generation and revenue growth can be tricky, right? Many businesses struggle with reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach at scale. How does Dasha AI tackle those challenges differently? I'd love to hear how your AI sounds human and boosts results. Tell me more about reaching the right prospects efficiently and personalizing outreach at scale. Sure thing. Reaching the right prospects efficiently means targeting people who are genuinely interested and likely to convert rather than casting a wide net blindly. Personalizing outreach at scale is about making each interaction feel tailored and natural, even when you're contacting thousands of leads. Dasha AI's voice platform uses natural language understanding and human-like speech to engage prospects in real conversations, which helps build trust and increases response rates. It's like having a skilled salesperson who never gets tired. Does that sound like something your team could benefit from? Now, I'm curious, let's say it's 12 months from now and you use Dasha AI and it turned out better than you could have possibly imagined. What does that look like? Ah, I love that question. Painting a picture of success. In 12 months, using Dasha AI, I'd imagine your lead generation is running smoothly and efficiently, with AI handling initial outreach and qualifying leads like a pro. Your sales team would be focusing on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads. Revenue streams would be noticeably stronger, and you'd have more time to strategize growth instead of firefighting. Plus, the AI's human-like conversations would make prospects feel genuinely heard, boosting your brand reputation. Sounds like a win-win, right? What part excites you the most about that future? What do you mean by focusing on closing deals instead of chasing cold leads? Why is that important to you? Great question. What I mean is that with Dasha AI handling the initial outreach and qualifying conversations, your sales team spends less time dialing numbers that go nowhere or talking to uninterested prospects. Instead, they get warm, qualified leads who are already interested and ready to engage. This shift is important because it boosts sales efficiency, reduces burnout, and ultimately leads to higher conversion rates. Plus, your team can focus on building relationships and closing deals, which is where their skills really shine. Does that approach align with what you're looking for? Tell me more about boosting sales efficiency, reducing burnout, and higher conversion rates. Absolutely. Boosting sales efficiency means your team spends their time on the most promising leads instead of wasting energy on dead ends. This focus helps them work smarter, not harder. Reducing burnout is huge. Constantly cold calling can be draining and demoralizing, so having AI handle that part keeps morale high. Higher conversion rates come naturally when your team talks to prospects who are already interested and qualified, so the chances of closing deals go way up. It's like giving your sales team a superpower. How does that sound for your business? Now, kind of bringing it back to the present day here, what are some of the biggest problems or constraints you're facing right now? Bringing it back to today, well, many businesses I talk to mention challenges like limited time for personalized outreach, difficulty scaling conversations without losing quality, and juggling multiple tools that don't always integrate smoothly. Sometimes it's also about finding ways to keep prospects engaged without sounding robotic or pushy. Does any of that resonate with what you're experiencing? I'd love to hear your perspective. What are all the ways limited time for personalized outreach, difficulty scaling conversations, and juggling multiple tools are affecting the business right now? Great follow-up. Limited time for personalized outreach means your team might be sending generic messages or missing chances to connect deeply with prospects, which can lower engagement. Difficulty scaling conversations means you can't reach enough leads without sacrificing quality, so growth stalls. Juggling multiple tools often leads to inefficiencies, data silos, and frustration, making it harder to get a clear picture of your pipeline. Altogether, these issues slow down revenue growth and make the sales process more stressful. Does that sound like what you're facing? Can you go a bit deeper on how these issues slow down revenue growth and make the sales process more stressful? Absolutely. When outreach isn't personalized, prospects feel less valued and are less likely to respond, which means fewer opportunities to convert. Struggling to scale conversations means you miss out on reaching enough potential customers, limiting your sales pipeline. And juggling multiple tools can cause delays, errors, and miscommunication, making it harder for your team to stay organized and focused. All these factors add friction to the sales process, causing stress and burnout, and ultimately slowing down revenue growth. It's like trying to run a race with obstacles in your way. Does that analogy hit home?